It's Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into an artist. We've done all the work for you. All you have to do is sit back and listen, literally. And we appreciate that because it's hard work getting you into an artist. And also, hard work works. I'll just say this. Download the app for free, my friends. And if you're trying to get your fitness on like me, Jack, Coach Joe will help you get into tip-top physical for only $10 a month. You pay for that app, right? And then you work out from home. You got no equipment? Cool. Use your body weight. He'll show you body weight workouts, and he will help get you in tip-top shape. I'm just saying, with everything that's going on, you don't want to leave the house. Coach Joe's got you covered. He'll help keep you in shape, get you in shape, whatever you're trying to do, baby. I'll just also say this, that hashtag join the hustle, because I, for whatever reason, I do this show every week, and I never, ever put the read up for me to read so I can actually do the ad correctly. Sorry, Joe. I love you, but I messed it up. Today, we're talking about Nas, finally. And so let me introduce first Scott, joining us via Skype.
How's it going, guys?
So you put this one together literally a year and a half ago whenever we did Eminem.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah,
we were supposed to, it was supposed to be me, yourself, and George, and George was like, you know what, nah, I'm out.
Yeah,
I love you, George. It's your prerogative, friend. But joining us for the very first time, Will.
Hey guys,
I'm privy to some information that that Will's given me that I'm really excited because I think this is our first for real. But like before we get into why I'm excited about Will being here, talk to me about Nas, Scott, and why it is we have to be doing Nas right now.
Yes, Scott.
So there are a couple of artists who, no matter what they put out, I will go out of my way to seek it out and live. Like basically, I'll go out of my way and find their material. It's Wu-Tang Clan, which we did the episode for.
Uh-huh.
A Tribe Called Quest,
uh-huh,
which we did an episode for, and now Nas. Those are like my three. My three New York hip hop pillars.
And so we're getting the third one here.
Yeah.
So you're a huge fan, to say the least. So let me bounce this off of Will. Again, I have information that you don't. So.
I think Will had he had laid out for me when I had invited him, when I had invited him into the conversation, that he wasn't the biggest Nas fan.
So this is actually deprogrammed first then, like, cause most people are, you know, somewhat familiar or completely new to the artist that we're talking about. I think this is the first time anybody's hopped in that has been not quite a fan. So, so talk to me about it, Will.
So, first off, thanks for having me, guys. It's pretty incredible. secondly, I like. Oh, okay. No, I don't like Nas. Let's not do that. I don't like Nas, but I don't dislike Nas. I highly respect him as an MC, as like a hip hop scholar, if you will. But he doesn't always do it for me. He has some tracks that are like, you know, like I don't go out searching like, oh man, like, you know, what's going to be on this playlist where I'm about to drive 18 hours? Nas songs will not make the list. But I will never discredit him because he is a phenomenal MC. Like he should be in most people's top 10. I'm not gonna say top 5. most people's top 10 at least.
So the cherry on top, like right before we went on, you said, I'm not gonna spoil nothing, but I'm gonna tell you this. You said you saw him live.
Yes.
I have seen him live as well.
I saw live last summer actually.
So
okay. mine was a little bit further ago.
So let's compare and contrast here, because Scott obviously still weigh in. You, my friend, what was your live experience like, Will?
Okay, so it was this big festival in Columbia, Maryland, at Meriwether Post. And it was Redman and Method Man, Nas, mm-hmm. Erykah Badu, Bilal, Lion Babe, Phony People. And somebody else that I'm clearly forgetting, but it was a stacked lineup of like incredible performers and Nas. So we get to the show, and like Nas is he's the last act before Erykah Badu. If you ever seen Erykah Badu live, like you know like what you expect. Like there's like spaceships and lasers and live music, and you know it's this whole big experience. So Nas comes out, and I'm in a field with people who were like, who drove down from Jersey and drove down from New York. And, you know, and my wife is there, of course. And we're all like, okay, cool. Everybody's hype. Nas comes out, and he just like saunters around the stage for like an hour. Like, there was like no excitement. It was just kind of like, oh, I know these songs. But there were people in the crowd who were rapping the songs to each other harder than Nas is rapping on stage. Mm. And I was like, okay, cool. Like way to go, man. Like you earned it. Like
get your check. That's basically.
Right, right. Like there was like, even like when Made You Look came on, like he wasn't excited. Like I was like, Made You Look, even like that's like one of my joints where like I'll start a fight. Like Made You Look is one of those songs like in the ante up vein of things. Where it's like,
Salah Remy came hard on that beat.
Yes. And so I was like, oh man, yeah, this is gonna be great. And he was like, they shoot, eh. And he's like toweling himself off.
Oh. Like, well, that's a bummer because
I saw him live. He came to Virginia Beach on the Usher Evolution tour. It was him and Nas touring. Like Nas had just dropped Stillmatic at the time. And it was a complete 180, like different experience from what you described. He was hype. He was like, he was into it.
He was a few years younger.
Yeah.
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 So it wasn't so much a money grab the last time then.
Right.
Well, I mean, it happens to us all. So I guess like this is a good spot for me to kind of lay out my quote unquote relationship with Nas, which is pretty non-existent. You know, I'm familiar with, you know, a couple of the hits, I suppose. And, you know, like the feud with Jay-Z at some point, like I was somewhat aware of. And then when that got squashed, I was kind of somewhat aware of that. But for the most part, like Nas is one of those rappers that just, he never reached me, and I guess I'm not target audience, you know, so it's like, I can understand that, but he's also, whereas like you would think, cause you already mentioned like Tribe Called Quest, they reached me
right
way back in the day. Right. Woo reached me way back in the day. Beastie Boys, they reached me. Like, so even Jay-Z reached me. Like,
right.
How is it that this one dude is the one who never reached me? Now, you know, in going through the parts of the discography that we chose, like there's plenty of stuff here, and spoilers, your boy is well unprepared here. I looked at my list. I swear I had thought I trimmed down to my 20, and maybe I just did it in my head, but there's still 48 on my friggin' list. So like there's 11 or 12 that I was like, no, these are the ones, and the 8 I may play around with, cheat, like in a cheating manner, but whatever. It's it's my show.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I don't care. But I like to be forthright. Like I like to put it out there. But no, there's plenty of stuff here that I'm like, I can connect with, like the voice he's trying to give to his community. I always appreciate that out of an artist.
Absolutely.
Because that is what always drew me to hip hop anyway, is like community.
Like the neighborhood report.
Right.
Right.
Like that. That is ultra important. And like, I feel like, you know, he
when he hits that, I'm like, I'm with him. But then there's like, man, I don't want to hear Sexy Time Nas, man. Like, I never want to hear that.
Oh, man, I got a bunch of Sexy Time Nas in this list.
I don't know, man. Like, there's like a handful there, and like every time it comes up, I'm like, I'm just not. I don't know, man. Maybe I just wasn't in the mood.
What you're saying is, you're not trying to hear "Money Is My Bitch."
I don't know, man. Like, I don't. Like, it's just, I'm not trying to hear Nas romancing ladies. Like, I guess that's ultimately. I'm not necessarily a fan of that whenever it comes up in hip hop in general. Anyway,
true.
But Nas specifically, it was definitely a turn off. I don't know. Like, it just seems like when he was coming hard was like, that's when I was like the most drawn to him. I'm like, yeah, man, that dude I can get.
Young Nas.
Yeah.
And young Nas. Somebody was like, hey, man, you're not ugly. He was like, let's take it all the way, baby.
So.
And then he bagged Khalees and.
Oh, man, you know. Yeah. You couldn't tell him anything after that. Hey, look, if I bag Khalees, what are you going to tell me? Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
That's right. And that's, I'm lactose.
That's what I heard. I also heard that something about gotcha money. But anywho. Yeah, I brought Old Dirty into this. Why wouldn't I?
Damn right.
All right.
Rest in peace, Dirt Dog.
Right. With all that being said, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. I've already laid it out. I told y'all that I'm going to be cheating a little bit here. Sorry about that. I hate being underprepared, but between the death that's chasing all of America right now.
Holy shit. Can I curse?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Bell and Dubs, and like, just, there's just a lot going on. Now, hopefully, this will be out like early April. You know, maybe everything's done and we're all still alive. Like, that would be great.
Fingers crossed.
Hopefully. But like, at the time, it just kind of got buried under a whole lot of stuff. So I do apologize for not being as prepared as I should be. But the name of the game, Deprogrammed, we've each listened to, what did we say? It was 7 records, I think, we picked.
Yep.
Yeah.
7 records, and we're going to now mash each other's lists against each other in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for Nas, for you, to get you into the man. That being said, I feel like I got to come hard, like, because this to me is like what Nas is all about, and God, I hope it makes it, because honestly, I feel like this is the number one with a bullet too. But yeah, I'm laying it all out. New York State of Mind.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. I got the right idea then. Yeah. Yeah.
New York State of Mind is one of those joints where if it comes on, I'm not turning it off.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm listening to it. I feel like it's one of those ones. We may have even played it in marching band if I'm, I don't hold me to that, but like, I mean, I remember the Woo stuff, and I specifically remember Puff Daddy and the Family. Like,
take that.
I'm just saying, I remember all that. I feel like this might have been one of the ones that we played, but you, like I've mentioned, Nas didn't really hit me then. So,
right.
But all right, we got one in. We'll stay in studio. Let's see what you got, Will.
Oh man, yo. So if you're going hard, then I'm going to get my first troll out of the way right now. Will's number one choice, Uchi Wally, featuring the Brave Up.
I knew that one was coming.
You knew it was coming. As a summertime classic.
That and Braveheart Party?
Braveheart.
But no, I ain't got it.
Nah. All right. But he laid it out. He said it was a troll pick. He laid it out.
Oh, it was. Oh, there's a lot more of those. They're going to have a great day, guys.
All right, Scott.
All right. So I'm going to go with my throwaway track. I don't know if it's going to be on anybody else's list, but it's, you got to start at the beginning. And this is the song that put Nas on the map. Even though it's not really his song, he's the standout on it. It's Live at the Barbecue.
Oh, nope.
No.
Nope.
I should have put it on, but I was being a stickler for the rules, so I left it.
Yeah. Well, and see, the beauty of this show, I'm glad you said that, Will. I should have laid this out. The rules are, there are no rules.
No, that's right.
Yeah, you should, like, we put a list together to let you know that this is what I, as the New Year's, am going to listen to. Anything outside of that, you play at your own risk, essentially.
Cool.
Sometimes, like Scott just said, like, this is just a song he wanted to bring to the conversation. Sometimes we do that. Otherwise, I'm not going to have it.
Right. Yeah.
There's no way I was going to have that because it wasn't on the thing.
In that case, I'll back that one up. I'll back Live at the Barbecue up.
All right.
All right, cool.
Let me do this. Well, it'll be into the combo.
Yeah.
But let me... I forgot to do this because I am smart. Create card. And let me do this. You said it was Live at the Barbecue. At the BBQ.
It's actually like main source is the artist, and then it's off the album Smashing Atoms.
All right. Well, I'm just throwing it into the conversation here.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to stay up at the top here. I'm going to go with Ether.
Definitely.
I've got it.
Absolutely. Okay. Must.
All right. All right.
Leaving condoms on your baby seat.
So I feel like I'm... I feel like I'm in the right place, so maybe I go off reservation next time. Start getting some misses out there.
You're doing good.
Ether is one of those, like,
it feels like a gimme,
legendary level, like, hip hop tracks, like in the echelons of, like, The Ripper Strikes Back and, like, the original Jack the Ripper.
No
and,
Vaseline. Like,
Ether straight up put Jay-Z to bed.
All right. Move that over to there.
All right, man.
We doing okay? We're
not
doing all right,
guys. Not bad.
And also, I go ahead and make a copy of this. Will.
Okay. I'm gonna go for like a cult hip hop favorite. He rapped really well on this.
All right. I like that.
He did the good rapping, and I'm gonna go with Rewind.
Oh, it is on my list.
Hey. Circle gets the square.
Let's see. Thunderdarius Mind. Okay, so it somehow did not make my 48, but it goes into the combo.
Right on.
Which record is that?
Let's not play it, guys. Stillmatic.
Oh, I don't want to just be like a lot of uhs and whats. So I might just type it because for whatever. There it is. There it is. All right, Scott.
All right. I'll go ahead and stick to the towards the top of my list. So earlier, Justin mentioned something about not wanting to hear like Nas on like his love shit. This isn't quite him on his love shit, but it is a very sentimental song we get from him off of his first album, One Love.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Q-Tip.
Yeah, see, and that's why. Like, I told Will, I was like, look, man, I don't know if this is cheating, but it's Q-Tip, man. Like,
hey, yeah.
Q-Tip helps. Like,
yeah. I can't ignore Q-Tip.
You shouldn't.
Right. I usually stay away from features like with hip hop. Well, just the show in general. Because like it feels like it's taken away.
Right.
But it's fucking Q-Tip.
Yeah. You know, Q-Tip's always in the background somewhere.
Right. All right. So I mentioned like having a familiarity with a few songs, and this is one of them. And it still fires me up. It also makes me think of the Mike and Bob show because there was a time where Bobby got on a kick with this song specifically. Okay. Hate Me Now.
let me look at my, it was written, or no, that's the I Am. No, it's not on my list. No.
Oh, it's not on my list either.
So it's into the trash.
Damn, I thought I put it on my list. All right. Well, whatever. Nah.
That's cool. Peace out, Diddy.
Well, and look, man, I
take that.
The thing is, I can't ignore the sentimental value of thinking of Bob Fresh on the radio. Like, there's this whole story that goes with it. There was like, he went to a 7-Eleven and a guy was being a jerk, like right after he was just listening to Hate Me Now. And he went in and he was like getting all, like he was bowing out and stuff. It's like, man, you're Bob. Don't do that.
Then you walk out of the convenience store and there's explosions and doves behind you as you wear your shiny suit.
Right.
Genre
style. So I don't know, man. Like I feel like I had to have it. I'd be lying to myself if I didn't. So
Hate Me Now is one of those tracks where you will never hear it at a party. You'll never hear it. It might come on like the Labor Day mix off on the radio, and then you'll be like, oh man.
And like,
yeah.
If you do hear it, it's the beat.
Yeah.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun. See, and again, that's like the thing I love the most. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. God, I love that beat.
Won't stop. Can't stop.
All right.
Take that.
Will, you sir, it is your turn.
All right, man. All right. All right, let's go for nostalgia then. We're going for nostalgia. We can do that. This is because people may not know, I was very involved in the breaking / B-boy scene, what have you.
That's actually how Will and I met.
Oh, yeah. Very true.
Yeah, we met at a B-boy jam a mutual friend of ours was throwing.
It had to be Breaking Bread, or is it?
It was, yeah. It was at San Lorenzo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That was like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Shout out to Johnny Breaker.
Shout out, Ron.
My guy. So when this track dropped, it was played at every B-boy jam from like Sea to Shining Sea. So I'm going to go Hip Hop is Dead.
I've got it.
Yep, me too.
Hey.
Yep. It's a great sentiment, first of all. Like the idea that, man, it's dead. How many times has somebody actually, you know, said it?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, sometimes you feel like it actually is. And then there's other times where you're like, no, it grew past where I am.
Right.
So, which is how I feel about it currently.
It's a young man's game.
Right. And it's just, it's not for an old fart like me. So,
nor I.
All right. So, gents, we are doing A-OK.
We're doing pretty
here.
Well.
Yeah. Let me, I did that wrong. I moved
it. We got
it
four instead. In, two yeah. in the conversation.
I did that one wrong. So, let me copy it.
And one right where it belongs in the tree.
You guys don't have to be nice to me either. I'm just saying, like, if it was trash, like, then, you know. It's
but
okay.
It's weird, but being that I think that everything is trash, like I can't just be can't be right. out here calling everything trash, man. Like,
all right,
no, it's just, you're right about a good that. Time, you know. It's, you know,
all right, Scott.
All right, let me go off the second album. Quite possibly one of like the greatest opening verses of the song, "The Message," off "It Was Written."
William does not have it.
Oh.
Let me see if it actually made my first. Nope. Did not
Fake
make
thug, no love. You get the slug. CD4 gusto.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
You're right. See, and this is what I say this a lot. I hate when I'm learning. This is why I hate not being able to put in the time with the artist.
Right.
Because sometimes if you get that second or third listen and I can actually get to some of the lyrics rather than a lot of the songs that made it through that first pass were based on just the emotion that I felt coming off of him.
That's
or
right.
or, you know, like the message that I felt he was trying to get out, as opposed to actually getting down to like what he's actually saying. So
yeah,
that bums me out. All right.
Just a complete side note. We all know what the best opening verse in hip hop history was, though, right?
Maybe. Lay it on me.
I want to see. I want to see what the answers are.
I mean, if it's not The Message, it's for me, it's Triumph. Probably
yep, Triumph. Absolutely.
You know what? I thought I was being trolled. Because that is seriously what I was going to say?
Yeah, no, it was hands down.
Yeah.
It's Inspected like, Deck on Triumph. Yeah. That is like the greatest opening verse.
And see, I just thought I was like, when I was into that, like I thought I was just the white kid that was just being into it because like I was trying to be cool. And then like, we're getting sidetracked here. But
a little bit.
But
it's fine.
it's Woo and it's Triumph. And being the white kid playing that song in marching band, I don't know that at that point in my life I'd ever been happier.
That makes you more cooler than everybody else in the room. Everybody being me.
All right. I think I'm going to trot this one out here because it's the exception to the rule, I think. And thank you, Scott, for pointing it out because I went back and listened. Black Girl Lost.
Black Girl Lost is on my list.
It is on my list as well.
Hey. Again, a bit of the cheating because Scott said it was the exception. So, like, I went back and listened. I was like, you know what? You're right. I think that is the only time where I felt like he did it okay.
Yeah.
All right. We are officially halfway there. All right. Will?
Living on a Prayer.
Whoa. Oh, I wasn't trying to do it, but.
One of the greatest key changes in music. All right. I'm going to throw out another wild one. And once again, this has B-boy sentiments behind it. It was sampled off of an Ethiopian funk track.
All right.
So, and this is, I'm going to say, As We Enter, Nas and Damian Marley.
From Distant Relative?
Yes.
No, I don't have it, but that's a good pick.
Nope. Nor do I. Nor do I.
I respect it.
All right. Scott?
All right. We will go ahead and go Life's a Bitch.
Indeed it is. And indeed it is on my list.
Let me see if it, because this might be one of my first cheating ones if I got it on this list. Oh, apparently I don't. Okay, but it goes to the conversation. So let me just find it over here. Put it over into the combo. Weird for somebody considering I did not do my homework, I feel really good about how much we've gotten so far. I'm not gonna lie.
It's cool, man. He was solid for a very long time before it got a little squirrely.
So we need two more to get us out of the off the schneid. All right, so my turn, right? Because Life's a Bitch with Scott.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let me go here. These Are Our Heroes. I may be out on my own on that one.
Yeah, I definitely don't have
that. Yeah, no.
Out on my own. All right, Will?
Cool. Let's go Still Dreaming featuring Kanye West.
Hmm.
No, I don't have it.
Nor do I. We're getting to the point where, like, we're getting to some of the ones where I'm going to be cheating. Cause
it's all good.
Just so y'all know. Again, I like to tell the truth here. Lying does nobody any good. So,
yeah.
Well, it does some people a lot of good.
Very true.
But that lying that it does that person good does a lot of other people really bad.
Right on.
I don't think I said that right. All right, Scott?
All right. Or is it Will's go or? Oh, no, Will just, never mind. No, yep. You just trotted out the Kanye West joint.
Yep, it's on you.
So I'm going to go ahead and go with It Ain't Hard to Tell.
Yep.
I hate that I just didn't do what I was supposed to effing do. Because now I have to go through all the stuff.
Oh, it's on there. I believe in you. It's on there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It had to be on there.
It is.
All right.
All right. Unanimous. Y'all, that's six.
All right.
That is six.
Not bad, guys.
And we got plenty left.
Yeah.
We're rolling. I got like at least 12 left.
Dang. All right. All right. Again, I'm going to go with the ones that I know I have for sure. Money Over Bullshit.
No,
I don't have it either.
Okay. You know what? I don't feel as bad about these misses right now. I feel way okay with them. All right. Will?
Let's go. I Gave You Power.
I've got it.
Blah, blah, Let's see. Again, if it's one of the ones. It looks like it did not make
it. That track is Nas doing what he does best and telling stories. Like the way he puts himself into like the character of the gun throughout that track it's quite amazing.
Indeed.
All right, let me put that over into the combo. And that officially takes us out of NTP, by the way. Worst case scenario, if all we do is miss from here on out, everything from our conversation slides over and we've got our list.
That means Will can't rescue Uchiwali from the train.
No!
Nope, there is no rescue in it. It's out.
Got jobbed out.
Gotta look at the lights, brother. Go out looking at the lights, brother. All right. So now it's Scott's turn.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. I would be the way things are going, I would be upset if this didn't at least get played before the ten are made. So I'm gonna go and put this out now.
Nas is Like is definitely on my list.
And I swear to God, yes it is. Yep.
Primo.
Yep.
DJ Premier showing that he is one of the elite
DJ
producers in the hip hop industry. Still, because I mean, have y'all? I know Will probably has. Have you listened to the new Gangstar record?
Not in its entirety.
It's even like knowing how that album was cobbled together
right. From
different like sessions between Guru and stuff like that. Like, it's still probably one of their best records.
Yeah, man. Primo has a great talent for pulling like excellence out of people who otherwise aren't like excellent. But if you are excellent, then it's going to make you like godlike.
All I can think about when you say DJ Premier, I'm sorry, y'all, but it's Limp Bizkit.
And Together Now.
And Together
yes,
Now.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's one of my favorite tracks of all time.
But, I mean, again, Meth. Like, Method Man is one of those guys I'm always going to have a soft spot for. I appreciate his flow, like that really relaxed approach. I can dig. So,
and did we ever get confirmation on whether or not DMX wrote Fred Durst's verse?
I don't know that I've ever heard that.
If you listen,
I hadn't heard that as well. But you mentioning it, I can pick up certain like cadences that. Yeah. Would be like X's.
Yeah.
Ba-da-dum, dum, 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 dum. Shut the fuck up. What's that idea?
Hey, I'll be honest, that track gets played way more often than you think it does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good track. Like,
it's incredible.
I'm just saying, like, I didn't mean to spin this towards Limp Bizkit, but.
No, it's okay. So the thing is, I listened to that track before I was like a full fledged, like, hip hop head. Like, I was actually into rock and stuff at the time when I heard that track.
Right.
And then when I became a hip-hop head, I'm like, oh, that's Primo. There's nobody else that sounds like. And I was like, Limp Bizkit had a Primo beat. That's incredible.
Just tells you where we were in 1999, right?
Crazy times.
Yep.
Shit was wild, yeah.
All right, so let's see. Nas is Like was Scott, so we're back to me.
Yes.
Yeah. So... I only pulled three more over, and I think anything after that, I'm just going to do, like, the cheating.
Uh-huh.
So, because I'm sure I've got at least five left, I assume.
I have six, so you might.
Yeah, that sounds about right then.
Yeah.
All right. I'm ashamed, but I also had it, so.
Here we go.
If I ruled the world.
Yep.
Oh.
I got it.
I don't have it.
Okay. But I can understand the case for either.
Yeah.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, it's for me, it's undeniable. Like, as far as like whether it's one I was familiar with. It's got Lauryn Hill. Like, I'm just saying.
It's got a lot going for it.
Right.
It does. I think if somebody's getting into Nas, like that's a good way to, you know what I mean? Like, kind of ease
it. It is a good, like, for the turn, like the reason for the podcast to get somebody into a artist, it is a good like entry level track to the artist.
Right on.
It's just played out for all hell. Like, if I never heard that song again, also, I would. Yeah. If I throughout the rest of my life, I would die a happy man.
Well, it moves to the conversation, which, by the way, gentlemen, we're actually going to have to make some cuts in the convo. Like, I didn't see that coming.
I like it.
All right, Will?
All right, cool. Well, let's get this one out of the way now. You Owe Me, featuring Genuine.
No.
All right.
Shorty, say what's your price?
Nope, I don't have it.
No. You can hold my ice. It better be on your list, Scott. Scott.
Nah, I don't have it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could have swore. Even though nobody likes that song, if it comes on at a party, you're dancing on the person in front of you.
Pay me back like you owe your rent.
Pay me back like 40 acres of blacks.
Oh, man.
All right.
Wow. That's the first time those two things have ever been likened to each other. Square.
All right, Scott.
Where do we go from there? We're gonna go. I'm gonna go Major Look.
Yeah,
got it.
Yep.
If I was making a list, that would be my number one. We are making a list.
We are.
But yeah. So, like, as far as Nas tracks, that's my top of the hill. It's Made You Look.
Oh, there it is. In red. See, this is where doing my homework would have come in handy.
Justin, you got it?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Well, so the good thing is, yet again, we have, what is it, 8 now? All the way through?
Not bad. And I know for sure one more of mine is going to hit.
Oh. All right. So I'm going to trot out this one. How about War?
Don't have it.
Yeah.
No, I don't have it.
We're at that point where all Justin's are misses. All right, Will.
This seems like a really cool card game that we should play. I'm going to go The World Is Yours.
Let me see. I'm almost positive.
From Illmatic. No, I don't have it.
Whoa. Complete upset.
Oh, I don't either.
Oh, y'all could have swore that was going to hit. Oh, man.
Nope.
My whole life is a lie.
I mean, again, what do I know? What do I know? All right, Scott?
All right. I don't know if this one's going to hit, but I'll go ahead and throw it out. It has the basis of a song that another one that's already on our list is on there. And that's Thief's Theme. It's the same in a Gata Da Vida flip as
right.
Hip Hop Is Dead.
Play Me a Night, They Won't Act Right.
There you go.
It is not on my list.
So. But that's exactly why it wasn't, was because I was like, wait, didn't he already do In a Gata Da Vida?
Right.
I was like, I like this other one better.
Shouts out to Iron Butterfly.
Yeah, right. The Iron Butterfly. Simpsons references that no one asked for. All right. So this is my last one that I have properly put into my 20. Streets Disciple. Okay. That silence always means you wrong, Jack. You stupid.
Negative on William.
All right.
Yeah. Thief's Theme is was the only track I had off of that record.
Oh. All right. Do you want to just clear out what you got left, Will? And then we'll just, because, I mean, we got a good start here.
Yeah, so. I got 2 left. And so, being that one wasn't on your list, I know this one isn't. But, because Virginia, 757 and all that. I'm going to put Just a Moment featuring Quan.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, that's, Quan's from Newport News. Oh, shout out to him.
Good for him.
And my other one was Got Yourself a Gun.
Oh.
From Stillman.
No, I don't have that one either.
All right. You want to clear out whatever you got left, Scott?
Yeah, I got Represent.
Makes sense.
Let's see. Live and rap from It Was Written. Affirmative Action.
Technically speaking, those were ones that definitely made my 48.
Yeah, but... I think, remember when I said I had 19?
Uh-huh.
Represent was supposed to be 20.
Ah.
New York State of Mind Part 2.
I gave that some serious consideration, but I love song sequels, but I kind of was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to stick with the original.
And then I got One Mic and Get Down.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. Since Will said Represent was technically supposed to be number 20, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in the conversation.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's reason enough, because it was, that's reason enough to have it as an extra song, just in case. So here's what we got in. Ah, no. All right, so we got New York State of Mind, Ether, One Love, Hip Hop is Dead, Black Girl Lost, It Ain't Hard to Tell, Nas is Like, and Made You Look. So, and now in the conversation, what is that, 8?
That's a solid list, bro.
Yeah, so we got 2 more spots to fill with these songs. Live at the Barbecue, Rewind, Life's a Bitch, I Gave You Power, If I Ruled the World, and Represent. So we get 2 of those.
Or we could just bring Hate Me Now back.
All right. Do you have an inclination on any of those, Scott? Like 2 that you would say, no, those are the one?
I mean, what we have on there is pretty strong already.
Right.
I would...
How do you feel about album representation? Well, you know what? Never mind. Like, that doesn't get us anywhere.
No.
Well, how about
this? We're still in the... We got Live at the Barbecue, Life's a Bitch.
Rewind.
Represent.
All right, so here's left in the combo. And, you know, if it helps, you can trot out, like, something that you think should go. Like, go into the trash. Live at the Barbecue, Rewind, Life's a Bitch, I Gave You Power, If I Ruled the World, and Represent.
All right, I feel like I Gave You Power needs to be on the list.
Needs to be?
Needs to be.
Okay. I'm with it. Y'all had it. I didn't. I'm with it.
Yeah, that's solid.
All right, so got 1 more spot.
It does. It shows his prowess, his story, like his storytelling, and his prowess as an actual MC,
which is important at this point in the list. All right, so I mean, at this point, being that it isn't his song, are we looking at dumping out Live at the Barbecue?
I could see that.
Because, I mean...
That's fair.
Being that, you know, technically it wasn't in the conversation, technically speaking. The fact that it's gotten this far, like maybe we put a note out, hey, go listen to this.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, that's fair.
All right. I mean, we got to do something to make it easier. So now it's down... We got 1 of these 3. Rewind, Life's a Bitch, and If I Ruled the World.
I think I would probably say If I Ruled the World can probably be trash.
Yeah, at this
point.
Yeah.
I'm with it. So now it's Rewind versus Life's a Bitch for our last spot.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, man.
that's actually a rough one.
Now, if album representation comes into play here, we have 3 already off the first record. And Ether's the only other song from Stillmatic.
From Stillmatic.
Yep.
I don't put AZ goes so hard on Life's a Bitch.
It's not about AZ, Scott.
That's true. All right.
And Grant,
we could probably cut Life's a Bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I sing Life's a Bitch.
All right. So lose Life's a Bitch and
Rewind goes in? Yeah.
All right.
Album representation.
It gives us album representation plus it's Nas.
Right.
Which, again, at this point, important.
And high and then, elite level, like Jedi level Nas, too.
Yeah. Oh. And then, like Will said, like the hardest verse on that track isn't even Nas's.
All right. So here's our 10, then. New York State of Mind, Ether, One Love, Hip Hop is Dead, Black Girl Lost, It Ain't Hard to Tell, Nas is Like, Made You Look, Rewind, I Gave You Power.
Solid.
That's a solid 10, man. Like
that is solid. That is a solid 10.
And that gets you off the schneid if you're like Will and you don't really like Nas to begin with.
Like after looking at that list, I'm like, maybe I like Nas more than I thought I did.
Right?
I still wouldn't pay for a ticket or playing during a road trip, but like, hey, look, he's nice. Like,
and here's the proof. Now you can just push play on this playlist and we've proven it to you. So Will, now that you've done one, you got to take a look at the list so you can do more, right?
Yeah.
Once we get through this, this whatever this is,
right?
Because social distancing and all that. But you know, you got the Skype set up, so you know, maybe next time, you know, if we are looking at a lockdown of epic proportions, then we can always Skype down the line. Scott, I don't know what else you're up for, other than eventually we'll get around to YouTube Part 2.
I think I'm on Springsteen as well.
Oh yeah.
Good deals.
Yeah, well, you know, see, the problem with artists like that is, like, the catalog is so friggin' massive that, like, it's always intimidating to even, like, for
attempt
me.
Attempt it.
Yeah, so it's like, I'll get there eventually.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
I've been going through the Stones recently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I've never been, that's a whole different conversation, but, how about, we'll leave it like this. Nas, learn 'em and love 'em, people. We'll see you next week. I hope. Goodbye.
Later.